You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Clarissa Bradstock, the CEO at AnyLabTest Now, a lab testing franchise that provides customers access to thousands of lab tests without having to go to their doctor first. Clarissa, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, tell us, what are the key factors driving customers to any LabTest Now locations around the country?
Well, for our customers come into our locations because the cost of the test are lower than what they can get traditionally, and also the convenience for them to walk right in, order their own test, and the results come directly back to them. So they like the transparency with the pricing, as well as the convenience and overall the entire experience.
And Clarissa, how is AnyLabTest Now focused on franchisee growth? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Yeah, what we've done is we now have 171 locations as of today, and we're focused on helping the franchisees grow their top-line revenues as well as their profitability. And then when it's a good time for them to expand, we're seeing that franchisees are interested in growing within their territory. So that's the best way for a franchise system to grow. So that's been great. Then we're going after strategic areas of the country, for example, the Midwest right now, where we're looking for people that can come into the system that are interested with starting with one or two or three locations and then growing strategically in that area. But again, I think the focus goes back to the relationship with the franchisees and getting them where they're comfortable in expanding their footprint within their own region.
And looking at franchising success, what are some of the key indicators of franchisee success?
Oh, well, a couple of things for a franchisee. To be successful, of course, it is giving them the tools that they can operate to help them grow their revenues and help them also provide a great customer experience. So those are some of the products and services that we provide to our franchisees. For example, we just rolled out in the last 2 years a certification program for the employees of our franchisees. And this is a way that we can take that level of service and continue to enhance it for the employees, because we've seen that that good customer experience with our frontline employees, of course, translates into more revenue and just an overall better experience for everybody. So that is one of the things that we look at, again, is improving that in-store experience. The other thing we see with franchisees and their success is continually communicating to them via different channels about all of the tools and programs that we provide to our franchisees, including, you know, media relations, including PR, social media, and so forth. But it's real important to get that information out to the franchisees so they know how to maximize the experience for the customers in their local markets.
Good stuff there. Today we're joined by Clarissa Bradstock, the CEO at AnyLabTest Now, a lab testing franchise that provides customers access to thousands of lab tests without having to go to their doctor first, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Franchise Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Clarissa, how are customers staying engaged with the AnyLabTest Now brand?
Well, I'm pleased to say that the majority of our customers are repeat customers coming back in because they have a positive experience. Then we also keep engagement by communicating educational information via a newsletter. We send out a monthly newsletter, which is very well received by our customer base. We also communicate via social media. And then the in-store experience, where when they come in, we also have a portal where they can get their results online. And that's another way that they have a touch point, because it actually has reminders so that it will remind them if it's time to come back for a regular test. So that helps keep the customer engaged with AnyLabTest now, and continues to build that relationship between the franchisee and the customers.
And lastly, what advice do you give emerging brand franchisor executives?
Well, having grown from when I started with AnyLabTest now, we just started franchising back in 2007, and of course to have grown the system to over 170 locations. I went through the challenges that you have when you're an emerging brand, and I think the key thing that I would tell my peers out there who are starting is make sure that you have the infrastructure, the systems, and the support that the franchisees need to grow. And then to pace yourself on the growth. If you grow too fast, that can be a little bit of a challenge if you don't have the infrastructure behind it to support the franchisees. And then last but not least, listen. Listen to the franchisees, because they're going to give you lots of great ideas and suggestions, and then communicate back to them how you are going to implement some of their suggestions, or on the other hand, why there may be things that really aren't in the best interest of the brand. So it's really, really important to have that communication, along with, of course, looking at bottom line profitability and helping them grow their same store sales.
Well, it certainly is impressive what AnyLabTest now has been able to accomplish since 2007. Now with 107 locations, that is absolutely outstanding. Tell us, Clarissa, where can listeners get further details on AnyLabTest now and how they could also get further details on franchising opportunities?
Absolutely. On our website, AnyLabTestNow.com, there is an franchise opportunities tab where they can go and read more information about the AnyLabTestNow brand, as well as reach out to our franchise development people. And we do look forward to hopefully hearing from some of your listeners. And Eric, I can't thank you enough for such a great time telling more about our brand. We're very committed to our brand, and it's always exciting to share more about it.
Well, that's what we're here for, and it has been more than our pleasure to have had you. Clarissa, continued success, and again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Great. Thank you so much.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Clarissa Bradstock, the CEO at AnyLabTest Now, a lab testing franchise that provides customers access to thousands of lab tests without having to go to their doctor first. And for further details in all regards, simply visit AnyLabTestNow.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.